USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon. And I really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
Vanity Fair is reporting that American government officials were told not to explore the Wuhan Institute of Virology's weaponizing of the virus because it would bring unwelcome attention of U.S. tax dollars funding the Chinese research. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One of America's most famous basketball coaches is sounding the final buzzer. Dan Naraki reports.
Duke's men's basketball head coach Mike Krzyzewski made it official Thursday, announcing that he'll retire at the end of the upcoming season. Coach K guided Duke to 12 Final Fours and 5 national championships in his 41 years with the Blue Devils and won 3 Olympic gold medals as the coach of Team USA. He said that he wasn't retiring for health reasons or because of changes in the college game, but that it was time to spend more time with his family.
It's certainly not about what's going on with college basketball, where, boy, the game's changing. All right, I've been in it for 46 years. You mean the game's never changed? You know, in the progression of the game, we have always had to adapt to the changes in culture, the changes in rules, the changes in the world. We're going through one right now. That's not the reason. Those aren't the reasons. Those would be bad reasons, especially the health one.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history, Flash, 1989. Chinese troops stormed through Tiananmen Square in the center of Beijing, killing and arresting thousands of pro-democracy protesters. Flash, 1919. The 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution grants women the right to vote. It's passed by Congress and sent to states for ratification. Flash, 2003. Martha Stewart, known for her good things, tips and tricks, turns very bad when a federal grand jury serves her and her former stockbroker a 9-count indictment, including charges of obstruction of justice, securities fraud, and more. Ms. Stewart would serve time in prison. Flash, 1961.
I went to Vienna to meet the leader of the Soviet Union, Mr. Khrushchev. For 2 days, we met in sober, intensive conversation. Mr. Khrushchev and I had a very full and frank exchange of views on the major issues that now divide our two countries. I wanted to present our views to him directly, precisely, realistically, and with an opportunity for discussion and clarification. This was done. Both sides endorsed the concept of a neutral and independent Laos, much in the manner of Burma or Cambodia. And of critical importance to the current conference on Laos in Geneva, both sides recognized the importance of an effective ceasefire.
President John F. Kennedy and Premier Nikita Khrushchev of the Soviet Union meeting in Vienna strike a bargain. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.